You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guests are Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director of Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Welcome, Nancy.
Hey, Shelley, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. Kind of hot in here. We also have John Roxborough. He's the new JAC committee member. Hi, John.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's committee member for the new JAC, not a new JAC committee member, just to clarify. All right, but you're both here today to talk about Spring into Art. I can't think of a better time to talk about either of those things right now with the incredible streak of great weather we've had going on. Your event is happening May 1st. Nancy or John, whoever wants to begin, what's the significance of this event?
It's May Day.
yes, it's May Day. It's an opportunity for the community to start coming out of shelter and exploring spring, and we wanted to take advantage of that and let people know that the new JAC is still happening. We're still here and working to build a new performing arts center. So we're looking as a way to possibly raise some funds, but mainly we just want to give the community an event to celebrate the coming of spring and new beginnings.
It's going to be, it's really a fun, activity for families. It's free. It's down at the Whale. It's on May 1st from 10 to 2. And we have all kinds of funny things lined up. There's going to be live music. We've got the Jam Fiddlers from 10:30 to 11, the Riverbend Jam, it's the Xylophone Band from Zontakahini Middle School will be from 11 to 11:30. And then there's a Mariachi de Colores. Maybe I'm getting the wrong schools attached to these things. But anyway, lots of fun music. We have rounded up a whole farmyard full of animals, and they will be positioned along the walkway in COVID distance. Carefully, be sure to wear your masks, with opportunities for you to draw. Kids can draw pictures of their favorite goats and dogs, and there'll be a clown. There's, I think, a giant rabbit. Is that right, John?
Well, we were hoping for a rabbit, and that might happen. We certainly will have a giant furry animal of some sort. Take photographs. And in addition to, as you've mentioned, four drawing stations where kids can draw pictures of the real animals. So, and the music and an egg decorating station. This was kind of a little bit of leftover activity from Easter. So we have all these eggs, and kids will get to decorate them, and they can keep them when they're done. And also every child will get a gift on departure. So,
and it's also the kickoff for wearable art. Which is actually kind of running through the entire month. And we are going to be there. It's hard to explain, but wearable art will be in a digital or virtual venue. And so we're going to start off with a scavenger hunt, and we'll be down there with information on how to get signed on to do the scavenger hunt, and what all the different events are, and how you can get into the app, which is the virtual venue, and start participating in things. So it's a lot of exciting things. I think, people, we've all been, I don't know about you, but this weather is beautiful, and I'm really happy to be out and enjoying it. And I think let's all just, we're going to be COVID safe. We're going to have our masks on. We're going to have people down there making sure that everybody's staying their distances apart.
We'll have ushers with pool noodles to whoever how far 6 feet really is.
Yes, which is, I think it'll be a great opportunity. So, and we're really, I don't know if you've seen the little poster, Shelley, it's the Whale, and it was drawn by M.K. McNaughton for us. So I would say, it's also the trash litter cleanup day. So you go get your bags. There's seven different locations where you can get your bags. And then when you get done with your cleanup, come on down and enjoy the activities, the music, and all the other things that are going on at the park. I think it'll
be good. sorry, one thing to keep in mind is that because of the COVID mitigation strategy, we do need to have a single point of entry and exit. So folks will not be able to enter the park from the Fish and Game parking lot or from Egan Drive. They'll need to come to the parking lot by the Whale. And that's where the entry will be and registration, because we need to collect names and contact information in case we have to do contact tracing. It is a free event. We have a suggested donation of, you know, $5 for a person or $10 for a family. So if folks can do that, that's great. But mostly we just want people to come out and have a wonderful morning and or early afternoon.
And I think they're going to have the fountain going. They're working on that right now. So it's going to be, we'll be ready for summer, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to.
I am.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it seems like it's already here, but I love this as a kickoff event into the spring and summer art season. And as you mentioned, the kickoff to the wearable art month-long extravaganza. Nancy or John, would either of you like to highlight some of the other, like, just say a little bit more about what's going to be happening in the month of May as it pertains to wearable art? I know there's a live stream event, there's a trivia night, there's a living gallery, and there's a drive-in movie. That's a lot.
Yes, so, yeah, and it, you know, it's very coincidental that the theme for the year was chosen to be intergalactic. It's perfect for this year. So all of the artists were filmed by Alaska in Motion, and KTOO is helping us with the broadcast. So the live stream shows are on the 14th and the 15th. You can, there's little packages where you can decide to have dinner in a show and order special meals from, I think we've got four different restaurants participating. There's, I don't know, all kinds of little things that you can do. With that, there's Out of This World Quest Trivia Night. I don't know if any of you do World Quest with the Juneau World Affairs Council. Well, the same mastermind that puts that one together is putting together the space one. That's on Tuesday night and Thursday night, the 18th and the 20th. They'll be split the pot. Same questions both nights, so you don't have to go both nights, but whoever wins gets to split the pot that night. The Living Gallery, we are setting up the ballrooms at Centennial Hall, all COVID distance, so that the artists will be there and the models mostly in their outfits, and you can come through and see them up close. And then the film that was made of the live stream, the recording of the live stream, will be shown at the drive-in movie, which is going to be fun. Then there's all kinds of things that you can win. We have a silent auction, so there'll be winners of that. Alaska Airlines raffle tickets. George Gress has made this amazing guitar called Down to Earth, and we're raffling that off. We will have the announcement of who's going to win the Sybil Davis Art Award, the Jurors Award, and the scavenger hunt. Now, the scavenger hunt is going to be both virtual and live. So I'm very excited about all the things that you get to do for that. But we have all kinds of things going on this year, bigger and better than ever. So I hope everybody gets involved. You know, the tickets are really inexpensive. Many of them are free. Also, there'll be some conversations with the artists and with other people who are familiar with fashion and costuming and things like that, to just talk about the role of fashion in our lives. So, you know, hey, we're going to have some fun, and I hope everybody will join us.
I love hearing about all these, like, familiar tradition events, you know, like the trivia and the award and the fashion show and all that stuff. We're still getting a lot of the stuff that we would normally be getting in a normal year. So thanks, Nancy, for helping to put all that together. Is there anything else that either of you two would like to mention before we say goodbye today?
Well, get ready for summer. Go ahead, John.
Oh, I just want to mention that because of COVID restrictions and all little kids running around and bunnies and chickens and things like that, if folks want to walk their dogs on May 1st and are planning to come to the Spring into the Arts event, we would recommend that they do the dog walking before or after, because I think we're going to have enough animals on site, and we're really asking people not to bring dogs if they could.
That's
everybody else is welcome.
great suggestion.
And thank you, Kelly, for having fun.
Of course, you're both welcome. Thanks so much for your time today. Sounds like a lot of good stuff coming up in May from you guys. So thanks for putting that together for the community.
Let's hope for good weather.
Oh, I always do. Bye-bye.
See you soon.